From the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
This is something that should make Rocket fans happy, I guess, and probably makes other NBA fans right now a little nervous. Achilles tears have been a big, big topic this week because of Tyrese Haliburton tearing his Achilles in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Obviously, Jason Tatum tore his earlier in the postseason, and that kind of torpedoed the Celtics' chances. There have been a record number of Achilles tears in the NBA this year, to the point where now Adam Silver's getting asked, what are they going to do about it? And he's having to talk about how we've got scientists looking at it. We've got AI looking at it, which turned into a lot of really funny Allen Iverson memes on social media of Allen Iverson looking at an X-ray of an Achilles. But it's a big topic in the NBA because it's more than they've ever seen. There's a graphic. This is a little scary. If you're a fan of the Indiana Pacers or the Boston Celtics, and it's a number that is really kind of shocking and maybe scares you a little bit too if you're a Rockets fan expecting Kevin Durant to play a ton of games. Seth, they put up a graphic that had they had eight big names who've torn Achilles tendons over the last several years. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Boogie Cousins, Brandon Jennings, Kobe Bryant, Chauncey Billups, Elton Brand, and then goes all the way back to Dominique Wilkins back when he tore his in the 90s. And the numbers are startling, man. Before these players tore their Achilles tendon, they averaged playing 71 games a year. After they tore their Achilles tendon, now keep in mind, some of these guys are still very young men when they tore it. They played an average of 47 games a year. Their number of games they played dropped by over a third. The average percentage drop in scoring by these players per game dropped by an average of 34%. The only player who actually improved his scoring after rupturing his Achilles out of all these guys, Kevin Durant. Averaged 27 a game before. He's averaged nearly 28 a game since. Other than that, that's why I teased into this that Kevin Durant is a unicorn. Look at the two biggest things, durability and then productivity. And all these other big names all went down significantly. Kevin Durant's still scoring at a really high level.
I think the other thing there, too, is that half of them are guys who are 30 years old or older when they tore their Achilles. And just a classic old man injury in air quotes. It's in your 30s when you start, like, as a normal guy on the street, your buddy that tore his Achilles playing pickup basketball at age 38. Yeah.
yeah,
and
I do.
So some of it is a little, okay, a lot of these guys, if you tear your Achilles when you're, 34 years old, then yeah, your numbers, you're probably not going to recover from it as well. That's the impressive thing about Durant is he's one of the guys who tore it at age 30.
Yeah.
And his games played per season has gone down, partly because of the one big injury the one year. But the production going up is the really impressive part
of
it. And the fact that he's so many years removed from his Achilles tendon tear right now that I almost don't even factor it into it.
Yep.
That, okay, he's demonstrated that he's recovered from his Achilles tendon.
Right, it's not 1 year, and you're right. He tore the Achilles in 2019. We're heading into 2026 soon enough here. So this would be, and you're right. Like, we have all these other players have red ink next to all their numbers, because everything went down. The only thing that has green ink next to it is Kevin Durant's scoring average going up. That's really good for Rocket fans. I would be, Celtic fans have probably had a chance to process the Jason Tatum thing a little bit. Pacer fans are still grieving over Tyrese Haliburton. It's only been a few days. This graphic would scare the living daylights out of me if I was a Celtics or a Pacers fan right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, and honestly, the thing that jumped out at me about this is because we talk a lot about, oh, they made so much progress with Achilles tendon tears, et cetera, et cetera. And usually it's in most situations in basketball and football, at least, it seems like, all right, no, guys come back faster,
mm-hmm.
but you still have that drop-off in performance, running backs especially, that it's still a big deal when you get it. It's really hard to come back from. That Durant had 552 days of recovery.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody else on here was like in 200s to 300s of days of recovery, where Kevin Durant had a full almost 2 years, or a full year and a half to really get over it. And maybe that's the missing factor, is that we gotta stop being so impressed with how fast guys can come back from Achilles compared to the old days, and actually just give them a full year and a half to rest.
That's, I think, of all these guys on this list, I think he's the only one that literally took a full season off to recover. Everybody else came back the next year at some point, it looks like, just based on the number of days.
Yeah.
And that was his first year in Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn was perfectly okay with paying Kevin Durant a max salary to sit and rehab his Achilles injury.
Yeah.
You know, so
Klay Thompson had 414 days of recovery. So depending on what time of year it was,
yeah, he had multiple injuries too. He had an ACL somewhere.
It was the NBA Finals where they lost to the Raptors because he went up for that dunk. And then,
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So he was probably out for the whole year the next year too.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But yeah, this would be, doesn't scare me. We got the only guy who improved his scoring average on this graphic, so I'm totally cool with this. Oh yeah, Klay Thompson. Yeah, Klay didn't play for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
2019, 2020, and then he tore his ACL somewhere in there and didn't play again. So he was out. He was out for a couple of years. Klay was, and then he came back and won another NBA title in 2022. Good times.
So, do you think the reason why KD is the only green on that chart is because of his playing style? Because a lot of these guys seem like their game is drive around driving.
Yeah, probably.
KD's a shooter.
He doesn't rely on explosiveness as much as some of these other guys do.
Exactly.
Like Kobe. Kobe looked totally different after. I mean, Kobe was really old, but Kobe was like a complete shell of himself after the Achilles tears. So, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. There's somebody on the text page, Seth, who's very happy that I'm going on vacation. A listener here.
Why?
I think he was listening earlier when I was talking about my Brian Abreu tweet that I said he was the worst pitcher with under a 2.5 ERA that I've ever seen. It was in the middle of while he was loading the bases in a really stressful game. And I admitted that I was out somewhere having a beverage while I tweeted that. I don't think it was a tweet that like would get me fired or anything like that. It was just a strong opinion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sean drunk tweeting is not something to brag about. Looking forward to his vacation. As usual, the show gets better.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, that's harsh.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's harsh. Yeah.
That's something happens on X sometimes where somebody compliments you, but then they also insult like somebody that you work with at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to respond to something like that.
Yeah.
You can't really say, well, thank you. I value your opinion. Obviously you have good judgment in these matters.
It happens to me 10 times a day. I'm still able to not retweet.
I know. You had to hire a personal assistant to handle all those DMs you're getting.
Do you want me to read my reply to this person?
Yeah.
I said, enjoy it while I'm out. As long as you're listening, that's what matters. Thanks, man. Signed, Sean.
He or she didn't take the high road.
Try not to embarrass Houston or 610 by drunkenly insulting other teams' fans while you're gone. Don't worry. I'm in Jamaica for this vacation. It's okay.
Don't get too drunk and insult any Jamaicans, though, Sean.
No, I won't.
Don't do it off-resort, especially.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't worry. Not
do it on-resort all you want. That's what you pay for.
Right.
But don't go off-resort and start talking about, hey, this city's just, this whole country sucks.
That's what
don't
I'm told. I'm told stay on the resort.
This is the worst vacation resort country I've ever been in.
Ever. Yeah. I've been one other time. I went for a wedding in 2011. Did not leave the resort that time either. So,
How many days are you at the resort?
We're going for 6 days, 5 nights. We leave.
That's an endurance. An all-inclusive.
It's all-inclusive.
I think usually around after like 3 days or so, you might start getting the feeling like we should go. Let's go take a scuba diving trip.
I won't scuba dive. I won't do that. I won't do anything that involves going deep down into the water. But Amy and I kind of talk like, maybe we'll go jet skiing or something like that. Like by the middle of the vacation, something like that. But I appreciate your concern, listener, about not embarrassing Houston or 610. So much to the contrary, I think what you're referring to are the videos that I did in the bleachers at the Target Field in Minnesota. I don't think I embarrassed anybody up there. Houston was behind me 100% because I was sticking up for Jose freaking Altuve. All right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were defending the honor of the city of Houston.
Thank
and
you.
Jose Altuve.
Yes, yes.
Whether you're drunk or not makes no difference.
Jamaican weighing in on the text page. Sean is a Jamaican. I'll tell you, like everyone else, all caps, stay on the resort. I know. I've been. I'm good. Yeah, thank you.
I had a couple friends once that went and got a. They rented. They went on a moped tour. And I don't want to say what country it was in, but I'm pretty sure it was Jamaica. And it got the old, got off into some remote village.
Dude.
And the guide said, oh, by the way, no, it's $50 more expensive than I told you it was. They're like sitting on their moped with a gas tank on a quarter.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of this dusty little crossroads. I guess it's $50 more expensive than we thought it was.
Yes.
That's... This is back before we had GPS on our phones, kids. Yeah.
That's scary.
Did you use the stars to navigate?
Yeah, right. Back in the day. Yeah, the North Star. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Astros ruin the Phillies. Can they ruin the Cubs similarly? They ruin the Phillies. We've got the proof of it from morning radio in Philadelphia. If you missed this earlier, you won't want to miss it. We've got that for you coming up next.